Hi, this is Jimmy Mack. Visit me at jimmymackhealing.com if you need more assistance. Now, changing beliefs on a conscious and unconscious level is different from merely saying affirmations. Now, I'm all in favor of affirmations, and I've seen changing beliefs, though, on every conceivable level, like your DNA and past lives and this incarnation, soul level, and those that are known and unknown, named and unnamed levels, can create the kinds of changes we're looking for in a much faster way. Hopefully most of you who are listening can test using applied kinesiology, muscle testing, sway standing, a pendulum, maybe heavy or lighter, any other form that can get you to a yes or no answer. If not, I would urge you to learn how to do that one day soon, but please know that it's not necessary. I know that as you listen, they're in fact changing for you.
Thank you so much for joining me on our Clearing Into More Outrageous Success in Life, Business, and Wealth with Dr. Anita, yours truly here, and my special guest speaker, Jimmy Mack. Make sure that you're taking some water right now. Actually, I'm going to do that just as well. So take a nice big swig of water to get yourself energized and hydrated. And let's, again, just get grounded. So to the best of your ability, if you can do so safely, place your feet on the ground, close your eyes, and take in a few deep, cleansing and healing breaths, breathing in through your nose, filling up your lungs, filling up your belly, hold for the count of two, one and two, now release. And Jimmy, when you're on the call, please let us know, or let me know. Jimmy, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here this morning with us.
You bet. Thanks for inviting me. Of course, it's early afternoon and beautiful here. I'm in Florida, so.
Wonderful. So, Jimmy, would you do me a quick favor? You know, I've just had a moment to share with the ladies, you know, what's going on in my heart and what has happened to me when I first met you at Agape and then had my own personal session with you and now have hired you as my personal, you know, energetic coach. I'll be working with Jimmy probably on a regular basis now. Would you share a little bit more about yourself and then I'll let you have the floor.
You bet. You got it. Well, first off, thanks, everyone, for even being here today. And I'm happy just to make everyone's acquaintance and at least introduce myself and what I do. Been doing this for decades now and did all sorts of healing, psychic development classes, theta healing, reconnective healing, matrix energetics, UN method, Reiki, pretty much every kind of healing method you could ever take on, I did. And generally sat at the feet of the masters for years, and access consciousness, just about anything you could think of I could get my hands on. And that's what I really went into and gravitated towards for many, many years. And then in 2009, I actually had an issue with my gallbladder, and I got my gallbladder taken out. And that wasn't a problem, but they about killed me. They gave me too much anesthesia. So I was in ICU for 3 days in the hospital, and I died in ICU every single day. And I didn't see white light or Jesus or my brother who passed on before us all here. But what I did see was deep inner space. It looked more like the Hubble Space Telescope pictures. I had a very profound experiences. And so that really, really changed my life and allowed me to bring the ethereal rain, if you will. And since then, I've written several books. You can learn more about me, of course, at jimmymackhealing.com. But I've worked on, of course, Reverend Michael Beckwith, which is how I met Anita. I actually worked on the entire congregation. It's about 400 people there and thousands on the conference call. So energetically, it works for everything. I even have a life coaching book coming out. Maria Nemeth is a very famous PhD psychologist on the East Coast. And then, of course, Bob Proctor, who was also in The Secret, like Reverend Michael. He was in that movie as well. So they're co-authors with me on a new book that's coming out in June. So that kind of gets you caught up. That's pretty much the elevator speech of who I am, what I do. Generally, I would call it spiritual life coaching because it isn't your typical life coaching per se. I also do a lot of medical intuitive work and for clients all over the world, Europe for Skype, of course, and then a lot of phone conferences, a lot of in-person clients. It just depends on the situation. But energetically, what we wanted to do, regardless of what people's spiritual beliefs may be, or whether they're Christian or Jewish or Muslim or whatever, I want to tap into all that is and pretty much move the energy around so that in essence, everyone here on this call and everyone who listens to the call in the future will actually experience a shift, which could happen today, tomorrow, next week. I know that things, shifts will happen just because of being on this call and bringing the ethereal rain, if you will. So without further ado, I'd go ahead and what I want to do is work on Anita for the whole group. And so because Anita's worked with me before, I kind of get it. So if you're standing, Anita, if that's possible, what we're doing now is we're going to turn her into a pendulum, if you will, or apply kinesiology. So she's facing due north, strong mountain pose in yoga with a fairly wide stance. Mm-hmm. And it's going to pull her forward for yes and push her backwards for no. It's very similar to apply kinesiology if you've ever been to a chiropractor, someone who pushes down your arm to test vitamins and minerals. And what we're going to do is tap into the energy of this group of ladies and then anyone who ever listens to this call or this replay. And so we want to have them have this benefit as well. So, Anita, if you're there, we're
going
to tap into the whole group. Yep. And we'll just say for everyone on this call, I am clear. And tell me if you go forward, back, or in between.
Everyone on this call, I am clear. Forward.
Good. So that's amazing in and of itself right there. And that's a long list of 25 kind of negative things I used to say. It kind of freaked people out, but we're changing all that. And just by saying I'm clear, it's kind of like pressing the button where everything else in the computer deletes out. So that's a really good thing. Let's check in with everyone on the call. I am unclear.
I am unclear. Okay, it's neutral.
Okay, and so I want that to be no. So we're just going to disentangle all that. It's going to pull you backwards when it leaves for the whole group.
Okay, got it.
Nice. And so that ironically looks kind of like the dragon through Chinatown that 25 people are underneath that float. And so we want to definitely not have that. That'll inure to our benefit. The third clearing I would do for everyone in the group that came through intuitively would be I am running forward. So for the entire group, we're running forward.
I'm running forward. Forward.
Yeah, see, that's amazing right there. So that's a really good place to be. So very nice. The other thing I would do for everybody is just bring in a statement, a blanketed statement like money flows in, around, and through me now. So for the group.
Money flows in, through, and around me now. Forward, forward. Ooh.
Nice. Yeah, it's pulling you forward. I'm sure this comes in pretty strong. I also came up with more than one person on the line, or some people might listen to it in the future. We want to release any vows of poverty. So you can just say that for the group. There are vows of poverty.
Vows of poverty. Jimmy, nothing.
Nothing. Okay, that's good.
I'm actually kind of swaying just a little bit,
Yeah, it should go backwards when they all leave.
Okay. Okay, it's going backwards. I'm feeling it now.
There you go. Awesome. Yeah,
okay.
And that's,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Not for you or me, obviously, but apparently somebody has made those past life stuff, weird stuff, no big deal. We just change it. And the next one that comes through for everyone on the group is, I'm open and receptive to receiving.
Okay, got it. Feeling it.
Nice.
I'm in.
Awesome. Okay. And I would do also, I'm open and receptive and deserving of all the best life has to offer.
Forward. Ooh, that's a strong one.
Nice. So that's already there too. Cool. And then I would do worthy. I'm open and worthy of all the best life has to offer.
Offer. Forward.
Nice. And we'll leave that. The other blanketed one that comes through I would do that's going to help everyone here today and whoever listens to this as well in the future is we've deleted out all weakness of body, mind, and spirit here now.
Release all weakness from body, mind, and spirit. Okay. That what I saw backwards.
That's okay. We're going to delete all that out, too, for everyone. And it's going to pull you forward when it comes in for everyone.
Okay, got it.
Nice. And we've downloaded the most positive strength of body, mind, and spirit here now.
Forward, got it.
Nice. So we'll leave that, obviously. Yeah, and I caught briefly snippets of what you were saying, which is very inspirational. It's very high vibration, and so it really resonates with you and the group, and it's very helpful to everyone, as far as what you were saying early on, too. So that's awesome. The other thing I would check into is switches. So insofar as the group goes and anyone who listens to it in the future, it would be my bad luck switch is turned off.
My bad luck switch is turned off. Okay, forward.
Nice. And my good luck switch is turned on.
And my good luck switch is turned on. Forward. Well, that was
good.
Quick.
And we'll leave that. And it doesn't even matter if you believe in good luck, bad luck. It's just we've heard about it so much throughout our lives that, oh, you must be unlucky or you must be lucky. You certainly want to take the resonance of feeling lucky as opposed to not being lucky or having bad luck. The next one that came through for the entire group would be prosperity flows in, around, and through me now.
Prosperity flows in, around, and through me now. Forward. That's a big one.
Nice. Whew. So we're going to leave that too. And that's an awesome one to kind of have printed on our spiritual jersey, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it shows up as safe and comfortable. That's a real theme for people. So it's safe and comfortable for us to be prosperous here, now.
Okay. Forward. That one's making me drop.
Nice. That for the whole group, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're utilizing you for the whole group, so it starts to
show your whole group
pretty strong. Yeah. And I would also do, for the whole group, it's safe and comfortable to access infinite possibilities here, now.
It's safe to access infinite possibilities here and now. It's safe. Okay, there it is.
Yeah, just came in. Love it. Okay, very cool. And I would drop into some of Reverend Michael's favorites, of course, which would be I am. So I would start with I for the entire group and everyone who ever listens to this. We want I am more than enough.
Yes, I am more than enough. Yes.
Very cool. And also, I exceed others' expectations as well as my own.
I exceed others' expectations as well as my own. Okay, there it is.
Yeah, coming in now, everyone. Awesome. And of course, whoever listens to the call as well. And finally, my other favorite one, which is going to help the group the most with what came through, is I am the choice instead of the option.
I am the choice instead of the option. Okay, there it is.
Right. And that's really a super important one to have, especially with working with other clients or coaching other individuals, or you know, even if you're at the checkout line at the grocery store and there's crowds of people and there's three lanes blocked off, I want that one manager to open a fourth lane and give me the head nod and bring me on in. And that, you know, helps us as far as even getting that parking space at the mall, the beach, the wherever. You always want to be kind of sticking out as the choice instead of an option. And
that's pulling me a lot.
Jobs. Yeah, you want to end up being chosen for all that's good. Did anything else come through for you, Anita, as far as the call goes and everyone else, as far as any concentration of pieces they'd like to bring in?
Actually, I think you're doing really Good. Oh, now that you said that, what's coming up now is allowing, I don't know how to say it, but you could probably intuitively put it better than I can, allowing each woman to find the time to be still, to connect to her inner truth.
Okay. So let's say that, what comes through immediately when you say that is we're in allowance with, and then go ahead and finish that sentence for the whole
mm-hmm.
group.
We're in allowance to being our authentic self and experiencing our power and truth. Okay, that came in quick.
Release all that, anything blocking it now, and pull her straight forward when it comes in for everyone in the group and everyone whoever listens to this call here now.
Just swaying right now. Okay, that's it. Nothing else.
It should pull you forward when it comes in for everyone.
Okay. Get hydrated. Oh, there it is.
There you go. Yeah. I call that the Florida-California lag time, so it's funny material. They're immediate, but we often aren't. So the other thing I would do for the entire group, and again, anyone who listens to it now or in the future on a replay, is that we've integrated all these changes with comfort, grace, and ease without a healing crisis here, now.
Mm.
And it'll just pull you forward when all that comes in for everyone.
Okay, there it is. Got it.
Nice. Excellent. Super.
Wonderful.
Anything else come into mind?
Nope, that's it.
Feeling pretty good about it.
Yeah, yes, I am.
It's going to make a difference. Yep. And I would say to anyone listening also, you know, whether you participated, didn't participate, it's a very subtle whisper, if you will. I call it, you know, the wind beneath the dove's wings. It's the smell of rain. It's very light and fluffy and airy. And sometimes people will get sensations of hot or cold, or they feel like I'm running my fingers through their hair.
Mm-hmm.
Or they may feel nothing at all, or sway forward or back, or in circular motion all over the place. But regardless, what we're asking for this to do is to drop into their spiritual jersey, if you will, and the imprint that is them, so the highest and best will flow in, around, and through them. And so many people will notice changes today, tonight, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. And often our goal is, or I like to say, show me beyond all knowing, it could have only come from you. Being spirit. And so as a result of this call and the work play that we did today, just want to notice what's noticed, what you notice, and notice what is different or unusual or what comes up. And oftentimes you could end up tracing it back to this call of what we had experienced here today. And so that's our goal, our intention for that to occur here and now. Thank you.
Wonderful.
So there you go. So
thank you very
anyone
much.
Else that could ever help? Yep, just let me know. This is JimmyMacHealing.com, and be glad to help anybody there on the call or anyone that listens to this in the future. If there's any way we can help them change things or, in this case, make the journey more enjoyable, by all means.
Wonderful. Jimmy, I can't, again, thank you so much for sharing you,
well,
your wisdom, your power, your love. Again, I felt a huge amount of power moving through me. I love you for that. And Jimmy, you know I'll be calling you soon for another session.
You bet. Anytime I can help you or contribute to you, you know I will. So thanks again,
thanks.
Everyone. I appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks.
Have a great rest of the day.
You too.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Now, remember, now that you've gone through this clearing, there is space inside you. You've been opened up. So much has been released from you that no longer serves you, and so much has been poured into you. I can tell you from my experience as being your proxy, I was hot the whole entire time. My body was really on fire, and I was definitely being pulled forward or backward. That right now, at this very moment, you are so open. You are so clear. You are so divinely ignited to receive the life that you're desiring, that you were created for, you were destined for. And if you hold on to that truth right now, you will begin to experience the kind of life that you were created for and that you're desiring for yourself, for your family, and in your business. And with that, I too want to wish you an amazing rest of the day. And I look forward to talking to you soon. God bless and take care of you. Bye-bye.